Welcome back. It's the Cabernet Mo Show, Friday night edition. Happy to have Dizzy from Mayor back in with us. He's never not a member of the Cabernet Mo Show. He's just stretched very thinly across 17 shows on this station. Got call screener Steve taking your calls at 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Of course, we got my co-host, Juan Spike, on the MIC, all forms social media.
You can also add extraordinary. Don't you know I could be sweet to you?
There we go. Now you tell us what to do. Man, y'all should, we really should have a camera just taping the breaks. If there's one show that needs the cameras on during the breaks, it's this show. You've done every show. Which show needs the cameras during the break?
Oh, for sure, this one. We're all in the studio.
Call screener Steve was trying to chest up on Spike. Spike, say it again. Say it again.
The way they were going back and forth. This is very entertaining.
On the radio.
Damn. Okay.
My money was on you, Spike.
A couple of things. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Good call.
A couple of things. What did you ask, Dizzy? I said I wanted to. Oh, how'd you get a CMG bobblehead? I thought that was fake until I heard you talking, I guess, with the after show.
I would just like to point out we were just having a conversation. Every time we tried to say something, he would say, save it for the show.
Air. Yeah, because Spike wanted to do the show off the air. I don't want to do that.
We're just having a conversation.
That's all we're just talking.
I
want to hear it fresh, man.
Because you have no show prep.
Everything I do is show prep, Mike.
That's what the show prep is. Somebody called to talk to me.
I learned is we're the show prep.
Whatever happens. Whatever happens is show prep.
Don't get crazy.
The
hell did you get
NWA.
A CMG bobblehead?
Reference. Huh? What?
How the hell did you get a CMG bobblehead?
Yeah, explain.
Spike want to know it too.
Being the best employee there is for the month of January.
No, what?
Do you remember what you did in January? Name what you did for the company in January.
We came on air.
I know what I did.
Did you take any days off?
No, I don't take days off, man.
But what
did you guys do?
We came on air and did a show.
Okay, what else, though? That's it? Your normal job? I do that.
No, I did that. So I did two shows. I did the Cabernet Mo Rock show.
Yeah, he took all the shows. Show, Roger J.
He did all the shows.
Sometimes they come on here and do show prep.
Okay, so you said you got a bobblehead, a company bobblehead, because you come on a lot of shows?
No, I want to ask a question.
The people voted for me. So
what people?
I didn't vote for you. Those people out in the building.
Who are they?
He killed it.
So somebody acknowledged that.
A lot of people.
And you got a bobblehead.
I'm not supposed to say this. I heard they got the most votes in that month.
Okay, Trump.
Don't check the records.
All right, 45. Let me ask something.
Because they moved on. Let me ask something.
They deleted it
for the next month.
Where that information come out of? Where the reports out of Venezuela?
they were reading it up on stage. But it was a kid. John Brennan's kid was reading it. I just couldn't understand.
So you were at an awards? You were at an award ceremony?
Yeah.
They have those?
What did they have an award ceremony?
They had everyone out there and eating stuff.
They didn't have everyone up there.
Yeah, they didn't.
Spike and I were.
Oh, that's great.
Spike, I don't think Johnny B. probably went up there.
They had the important people out there.
Oh, is that what they had?
The need to know people.
No, like seriously, was there food?
There was food. For sure.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask you this.
It's a celebration of me.
Are you bobblehead of the month or the quarter?
Well, my bobblehead says 2024. It started in January, so they must have known no one's going to do better than this. So just put 2024, right?
But what is...
That's what I got from it.
What is the award?
They said January, but...
What is the award? It says the most...
It says he did the best and beyond. That's basically what the award is.
That's what's on the bobblehead.
That's what they said a lot of words on stage. I don't remember them all, but I remember them saying, you're kind of killing it and no one's going to do better than this, so...
Yeah, I don't believe none of that. So
of course you would.
Ask yourself this.
Of course you would.
Spike, why are you hating these words?
I'm hating too.
What I'm doing is, I'm saying they had a presentation.
I will say, John Brennan was recording. I remember him recording. It was a proud moment for him.
Okay.
You can ask him any day.
Did you get a company invite?
No, they had it. So what I'm saying, the presentation.
They even brought their kids out there to be like,
who?
This is the guy you guys tried to be like.
They, was, the people?
Yeah, they had their kids there that day,
too. What day was
they wanted to show their kids
how
much I was
killing
it. Media
Family Day, and you guys got boned on it, literally.
Was Call Screener Steve there?
Seriously. This was the same day that it was Bring Your Kids to Work Day. So they wanted to make sure their kids saw how much I was killing it. Look at this guy.
Man, I saw. He's killing it. Okay. I immediately declined.
First
that
one they brought on stage was me, Mo.
You're the most
John Brenner's daughter presented me.
I declined that immediately. Yeah, okay. I don't want to bring myself to work, let alone bring my damn kids.
You
want a
bobblehead? Let it go down in history.
You want a bobblehead?
No, I don't want a bobblehead.
Just for the record. Also, hold on. Let me just drop this. Okay. Let me drop this. First black one to get it.
Okay.
First black person to get the award.
Jackie Robinson.
2024.
Before you continue, let me just make this clear. No, I don't want a bobblehead. I just don't want Dizzy to have a bobblehead.
I got a bobblehead, bro.
Always your own kind.
I will sell you it so you can get your own.
I just don't want Dizzy.
And have both of them.
Dizzy is always your own kind, isn't it?
You riding them harder than I am.
Yeah, but I want to know. Okay, after they gave you the bobblehead, what was the next award?
I don't know. They were singing when I left.
So you got your award in the setup they were singing.
They sang, carried me out.
Okay, they carried you out.
I went back to work, Spike, because Roger and JP show was going on. Okay, they brought me out to get the award. And they're like, now go back and kill it, brother. I'm like, I got you. Damn. 2024, my hand up. See, went back and killed it with Roger and JP.
Yeah. Awards don't mean nothing.
You can hear
now.
Them 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm there with them. My show is before, and I lead into
know,
it.
You don't know how
to
you
their
got
show
nominated.
They ki- what?
You don't know how you got nominated.
You.
Who, everyone that voted.
I didn't.
What do you want?
I didn't need y'all's votes, clearly. That's how much I was killing it. There was such a high percentage of votes that came in. We didn't just need 2 votes to win by, Spike. I imagine it was a big margin.
Second question.
A very big margin.
Second question.
Where's it wasn't even close.
You ever watch a Super Bowl and you're like, this is over by halftime?
I kind of feel like they gave it to you because they're black and we still got that DEI program.
It was close to February.
Yeah, we had to do the diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's why we got to get rid of DEI. DeSantis was right. Because none.
Yeah.
Okay, and the second question I have to know. Where is the voting box? Because I want
to
vote.
Emails. People had to go into the emails. You know how hard it is to log into those emails? That means they had to make it past all of that and be like, I still want to vote for this guy.
So there's an email that says, we need you guys to vote for the greatest month of February or January, whatever it is, every month.
Yeah, but I guess in January, they're just like, well, I'm going to go with Dizzy because he's the right vote.
Did you vote for yourself?
No, I didn't know you can. You could check the votes because I forgot the thing existed. They brought it back for me. I feel like, right?
So should I feel slighted?
No, because you were never going to get the award, Spike. You were never an option, brother.
No, but see, now that I know that they are recognizing great talent and hustle and heart, then maybe I'll put it in their faces.
Do you want me to cast a vote for you, brother?
Yes.
I'll get you.
Yes.
I got you.
All right. Let me know when
it's
voting is
because you did show prep
over.
Today in the before.
Mm-hmm. I tell you this.
What did he do?
I tell you this. If they give Spike a bobblehead, I'm kicking him off this show. I tell you. You barely hanging on yourself, Diz. But I sure as ish kick Spike's ashy ass off this mother effer.
Especially if you come in second.
Man, don't even nominate me. I don't do this for the accolades. I do this for the people. That's the difference between me and you two cats. Y'all just doing it for the accolades. I'm here for the love of the game.
So why are we talking about it?
Because you brought it up.
Yeah.
That's why I did the show prep.
You brought it up.
I need to get that trophy. I mean, that bobblehead.
Hey, Ross, what party were you at?
This is Ralph. I was at the MVP party. Mo, I can't believe that you and Spike weren't invited.
Hold on. Was Ralph at the MVP party?
What's that? The celebration after?
This is Ralph. I was there.
No, you
weren't. Yeah, well, they called it the MVP party.
You got a broke car. You got a broke Cadillac.
You weren't at that.
I got a 75 Corvette black sitting in the driveway. Bye.
Yeah, this is real. Yeah.
Shut up. You weren't at that party.